This is Paloma.
And this is Rachel.
And this is Good Girls Don't.
And we're back.
It's been a while.
Finally. I know.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, you guys, for all 11 of you who are still listening. There was that time I thought we had more listeners, but I think after this hiatus that maybe we've lost, like, we lost some ground.
We let them down.
We did. Sure. We royally suck.
But we're back.
We're back, and we're actually discussing a plan to not suck.
Yeah, to record. We're going to try once a week, guys.
Yeah, I think we're going to try that out, and Paloma put it, you know, in a good way. She said this should be like band practice for us. So
yeah, we're familiar with what band practice does.
Yeah, we know what that is. So
that's the night we get to watch TV because our husbands are gone.
Exactly. I'm like, band practice better not be canceled.
But I know. You don't even know.
Oh, I know. Believe me.
That's really funny. Ooh, and you were lucky because Corey practiced on Sundays, huh?
Well, there was a point where he was practicing for that special show that they have, the Halloween show in Sacramento. And so he'd have Wednesday night band practice and then he'd have Sunday band practice. And and Rachel would be all, yes.
I know. It's always my favorite when Bobby like apologizes for being gone. I'm like, oh, no.
Corey knows better. He apologizes when band practice gets canceled. He'll be like, I'm sorry, I'll stay out of your hair. I'll leave you alone.
That's really funny.
Because he knows.
So I'm like, as long as Bobby gives Rosalie a bath before he leaves, we're good. Yeah. He can stay out all night long.
Just keep on, make sure those songs are good.
Yeah. You really need to practice.
Exactly.
I got shows to watch. My DVR is piling up.
So we are going to, life kind of got away from, I don't know about you, but life got away from me in the last couple of months.
And, for sure.
And I don't even know where the time went. But I've missed you.
I've missed you.
And I've missed our conversations.
Me too.
On air and off.
Well, and I feel like there was this month where things just were crazy and every day was some new terrible story about Donald Trump. And you and I weren't having these conversations.
I know. I need like my therapy with you.
And then now we like get together and it's been like, I don't know, crickets the past week.
Kind of crickets.
I mean, for what we've been
relatively
through.
Speaking. Yeah. So let's back up a little bit. So the Science March was this weekend.
Yeah.
And neither of us did it. And in fact, I texted you yesterday and just said, I feel really lame. And I do feel lame because I kept seeing all these photos in my Twitter and Facebook and everybody was awesome. And I was just like, my life got away from me. And
this is pretty lame, but I bought a shirt for this march months ago.
Yeah. You can still wear it.
I know. It just, I get kind of scared to wear it around Woodland, to be honest with you.
That's a good point, actually. Was this your Rogue NASA shirt?
Well, I have a Rogue NASA shirt, and then I have a Smokey the Bear Resist one.
Oh, that's right.
And so I've worn them a couple times, and every time I'm like, I'm just terrified that somebody's going to come accost me in front of my daughter or something.
I know, I understand, because I have a couple of shirts that I actually think about where I'm wearing them, because not that I, you know, it's like, I just don't want confrontations with people who are the type of people who would confront you.
Like
if I'm gonna have a reasonable conversation with somebody and they disagree with me, that's one thing. But the type of person who would actually confront you over a shirt you wear, that's the kind of person I don't want to encounter. So sometimes I'll be like, oh, if I'm going to this place where I think I might run into that type of person, it's not that I don't want to have a healthy conversation or debate about how I feel, but I don't want to get embroiled in a confrontation with somebody who's aggressive or hostile.
And
in
I
some
feel
way.
Like in Woodland, my chances of that happening would be greater.
Exponentially greater. Yes. So,
I love my town, by the way.
No, I love Woodland too, but I know exactly what you're saying. But I do feel bad that we didn't march. I feel like, you know, it's sort of been, here's the thing, like, I've been feeling really guilty the last few months because, so, you know, I started a new job and it's just completely overwhelmed everything in my life to the point of neglecting like every relationship that I have. And I'm like, I need to be a better, you know, citizen and be fighting more. And how do I do that right now when I'm just completely overwhelmed by life and I can't even get out of the house to march?
So I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That's just where I'm at. It's not, I'm not trying to make it sound like an excuse. I just feel like, I feel like I'm not doing enough right now.
You still believe evolution exists, right?
Right. Okay. Just because I didn't march doesn't mean I don't believe in science.
Well, then, so, like, you're good.
Yeah. I mean, I just like, can we do another march? When is the march on facts?
Oh, don't worry.
A march
oh,
for facts?
God.
Can we have like a fact march?
I mean, yeah.
Science was pretty much that. But like,
yeah,
like
so.
Let's have like a march for journalists and who believe in people who believe in real news, not
can
fake news.
Can we just
news?
Have like a WTF march? Like,
yes.
Like, come on. What
okay,
is going
everybody,
on here?
Let's pick a date. It's just going to be a WTF. I can't wait to see the signs. Yeah,
like, I think it actually it shouldn't be WTF. It should just be what?
Yeah, no, I think WTF works because it's pithy, but it's like, okay, like, when is his 100 days? Like, are we at the 100 day mark? We should have planned a WTF march. Like, why has he not been impeached?
Yes.
What is going on here? How is he still in office?
Or
you
could
guys.
It be WTF, like, / is anybody watching?
Hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah, yes, is this thing on?
Is this democracy on?
Oh, good one, Rachel. Wow.
All right. I think we have a march to plan.
Yeah,
now.
I know. Ideas are being born
yes.
as we speak.
All right, people.
Yeah, help
11,
us out.
11 people. We got this. We're going to march. Tell your friends.
Speaking of science, you and I kind of had a little pre-chat earlier, mm-hmm. and you summed up exactly what I've been feeling, actually, since he got elected, about nuclear war and how every day you're like, is this the day?
Oh, my God.
And I actually researched how far away you had to be from a nuclear, hit to not be affected. And
so how far?
Well, I don't know, but my plan is to go to my mom's house. So if you guys want to meet there, my mom lives up in the mountains.
Okay.
Bobby's job is to pick Rosalie up. Isn't that sad? We have like a nuclear war plan.
I mean, it is sad, but I've thought about this too. I actually like this. So your mom won't mind if we come up and...
If there's a nuclear war, no.
Okay.
If it's just, you know, next week, and she'd probably be like, why, you invite all these people to my house? But if there's a nuclear war,
So just last week, there was a story in, I don't remember where I read it, but it was a legitimate news organization. It wasn't the New York Times. Maybe it was the New York Times. There was a story on how do you survive a nuclear war? And I'm like, oh my God, like if a paper like the Times is trotting out a story like this. And so essentially it was like, you know, find a bunker of some sort, a basement. And I'm like, okay, we have a partial basement, but there's some access, like some of the access to the outside with it. So I'm like, I don't think that basement's going to do unless we completely seal it off. And then I'm like, I can't believe I'm even thinking this, like these thoughts. These are real thoughts that I'm having that are not ironic.
No.
At all.
No.
And it reminds me, so, you know, I'm older than you, so I don't think you would remember this, but in the 80s, there was that TV movie, The Day After. And
no, I do.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that movie terrified me. Terrified.
Isn't that the one where people didn't have faces?
It was a nuclear, the nuclear bomb went off, and I don't remember all the details. Here's what I remember. I remember the nuclear bomb goes off, and people are ransacking grocery stores to stock up to go live in their bunkers or whatever. And that's honestly all I really remember, except that I remember being terrified, like literally, you know, I was probably 14 or something when it came out, literally being terrified and like not being able to sleep. And suddenly I was like, I became this little social justice warrior, like making posters like of nuclear, like the mushroom cloud with a circle and a, you know, a cross line through it, like never again. And my mom would come in my bedroom and be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
You don't know anything about this. And I didn't, you know, it was silly, but I was legitimately scared, and I'm legitimately scared again.
Okay. So how long do we have to find out about, and like when, how much time would we have to leave by the time something's launched?
I don't think very long.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I really should.
Get 25 miles away.
Okay.
So Sacramento would probably be where it would hit if it were here, right?
Well, I kind of feel like it would hit LA.
I thought so too, but then doesn't it make more sense? If you were another country, wouldn't you think that the capital would be the spot?
Yeah, but we're not like the big metropolis like LA is, and LA has
What
more...
if they take out Facebook?
What if we take out
Facebook? What if the Koreans, North Korea takes out Facebook?
Like, just deactivates Facebook?
No, they aim their missiles for Silicon Valley.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought, are you trying to tell me that, like, deactivating Facebook would be a fate worse than nuclear war?
No, but, like, what if they aim
I
for
see
Silicon
what you're saying.
Valley.
So Silicon Valley. Okay, I think you have a point there. So it wouldn't be Sacramento specifically, but Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. which, of course, we are in close proximity to.
We'd be okay.
For a while.
Yes.
But eventually, I mean, we should look up like Chernobyl, like what was, or Three Mile Island, like what is the radius for the fallout in that case? and the effects.
Yeah. Well, I think first we escape the bomb.
Yeah, that's the first plan.
And then you just keep going, I think.
But I'm not even, it's like, I don't want people to, like, people, the you 11 people who are still listening, I don't want you to think that I'm joking about this in any way, shape, or form, because I am not. Like,
I'm not either. You can really go to my mom's house, 11 people.
Yeah, I mean, I seriously, like, wake up in the morning, and it's like, I went to class the other morning. I'm like, well, we're all still alive, so, like,
yeah.
And, like, sometimes I'm like, I should just have that other drink, because I could be dead tomorrow.
Like, that is true.
You know, it's... And I feel legitimately scared, especially because I've actually just seen, like, real mainstream press address these questions. And you have a president who, and not only, okay, we have a batshit president, but Korea, North Korea has a batshit leader.
Okay, so I was just talking to Bobby about this the other day. Oh, wait, actually, I have a funny story to tell you now.
Nuclear war funny. Well, yeah,
so how I like, stopped how are there and- so many leaders in power right now that are bonkers? Like, how is this that we're living in this time? We've got Putin, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. And now France is just going to have a runoff, but like a crazy, like, super right-wing leader. And then Theresa May in Britain.
And so Bobby's like, well, we've got Trudeau and what's her name?
Angela Merkel.
Yeah.
So, okay, great.
So he said Trudeau and he said, and Merkel. And I said, oh. And then later I said, oh, yeah. And you know, Merkel from, you know, Germany. He's like, I said that earlier. I said, oh, after you said Trudeau, I just wasn't listening anymore. I was thinking about things.
Exactly. So I think the answer is we just need to move to Canada, which is so cliche, but they have Trudeau.
I know. Like, why? It's like, what's the problem here?
Yeah, sign me up.
I'll work in his cabinet.
I'll work in your cabinet.
Huh, that's a pretty good one. Okay, so anyway, there is something that does need to be addressed.
Uh-oh.
How does Sean Spicer still have a job?
Oh, my God. So I will just say this. Every day that I go to teach news writing, like, my news writing class, somebody wants to bring up Spicer and talk about, like, hey, it's like, hey, can we watch the press conference where Spicer does X? And it's like, so thank you, Sean Spicer, for giving me learning material this semester.
Kidding.
But, oh, my God, how do you still have your job? The only thing that I will say is I can't believe he actually legitimately apologized for his Hitler comments.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, which were awful.
But he had to.
He had to, except he had to, yes. But he's in an administration that does not know how to apologize. Well, yeah, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, everything's fine. I was just even shocked that he even understood the gravity of what he said. Because I feel like Donald Trump would probably not apologize for a comment like that.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
But I feel like, who else would Donald Trump get to do this job? There's nobody that would take this job.
Somebody jokingly said Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, dang.
I wish you guys could see Paloma's face right now. I'm sorry.
I hope it doesn't stay this way permanently.
Your face looks so pained right now. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's yucky.
Yucky is probably the best way to put it.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly. God, I mean, I never liked the guy.
I especially don't like him now. And I really don't like the fact that he's getting paid $25 million to go away. I mean, talk about being rewarded
shitty-ass
behavior.
Sometimes money is well spent, Rachel.
Yeah, but I want him to go and be broke somewhere. I want him to suffer. He's an insufferable lout.
Well, actually, I think he will suffer because I think his whole thing has been that he's like, kind of self-righteous and better than everyone, and just kind of takes him down a notch. Yeah. That's satisfying.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he's like a cockroach. I don't think he's going away.
No, he's not going. He's going to show up somewhere.
He's a loutish, sexually harassing cockroach.
Yum, my favorite type.
Yum.
I didn't know how to react to that. I wasn't expecting it, Rachel.
But Sean Spicer still has a job, and we should probably have like a countdown clock to, like, you know, how many days, like 33 days, you know, and Sean Spicer still isn't fired.
Well, do you think he just might lose his shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am just waiting for the moment where he, because he always comes like just a hair away from losing his shit.
Yeah.
Like when you see him, there's been a couple where he gets like, he snaps at somebody. And I think there is going to be a part where he actually turns into Melissa McCarthy and just completely picks up the podium and rams it into the group of reporters.
Well, I think the thing is, okay, I'm not about to say that he's smart. What I'm going to say is there's no way that he is that much of an idiot that he believes the things he's saying, right?
For his sake, I hope.
Eventually, he's just going to lose his shit. There's no way he can keep this charade. Oh, and that was my point is, you know, when people are lying and trying to defend lies, mm-hmm. they generally become more animated and angry. Mm-hmm. And that could be why.
He looks like he's living through like PTSD every moment.
Oh my God. All that whole, everyone. Yeah. All, every last one of them. And what the heck? Does nobody care about Russia anymore? Or what's going on?
They think that we're not thinking about it. But they've just, it's like the nuclear shit is supposed to distract us from Russia.
Well, it's kind of working.
Yeah. But the investigations are still happening. I mean, it's still there. We just have to keep our eye on the prize.
Ugh, what is our prize?
Him not being in office anymore? That's a big prize.
I get, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, Pence is not a big prize, but honestly, we've had this conversation before, Paloma.
I know. It's just all bad.
We don't like Pence, but Pence also...
It's like...
I can't even finish that sentence.
It's like an infected toenail or an amputated leg, and so I guess we would rather have the infected toenail.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we'd like to amputate Donald Trump.
Yes.
And keep the infected toenail.
Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Maybe I need to think of a different analogy. Sorry.
Okay. I kind of get your point. The point is, it's a shit circus no matter what.
That's your point. I don't like the regular circus and I don't like this circus. No. Yes. It's all bad. Hey, but guess what's coming?
What?
Summertime!
Summer! Hard to believe with all the rain.
Yeah.
For those of you not in Northern California, it has just been raining all the time.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm actually excited for summer for once.
Yay. Well, yeah, because it means something to you.
It means I get 3 months off. Sorry. <Aww. laughs>
Are you so excited?
I am so excited. I'm actually still like in a state of disbelief. Like, okay. Like I'm going to wake up and be like, are you sure I don't have to go anywhere? Am I going to get fired for not showing up?
Oh, maybe we should take another sewing class. Remember when we did that?
No. Let's think of another class to take. Okay. That sewing class was awful for me.
It really was. It was awful for both of us.
Talk about PTSD. I'm not a... Yeah, never mind.
I know. We tried.
But we should do something.
We should do something.
Let's do something fun and educational.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, boy. Whoa, now I'm excited. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, let's do it.
I just thought of something the other day that was something educational that I wanted to investigate. Now I have to remember what
Find
it was.
Find out what it is.
Shoot.
Yeah, okay. Here's the thing. So I've got the summer off, but I have every intention of being productive.
Okay.
I don't want to just turn into like a lump on the couch.
You don't want to watch Maury?
No. Okay. No. I have a rule against daytime TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah.
It's called watch it.
Not me.
Just kidding. When I was home with Rosalie, I didn't get to.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, if it was nap time, I would watch Cheaters, and that was good.
Well, here's the thing. When I was in college, and, you know, I had, like, a weird schedule because the classes didn't work, I watched a lot of daytime TV, and I think that I got, like, my full lifetime fill of it in college. But, so anyway, I want to use my summer to get ready for my next semester. I feel like I have 5 years of things to catch up on around the house.
Oh, fair enough. And you haven't lived there 5 years, but yes.
No, I just like, that's how my life has been. It's like, you've seen my garage, you'd be like, how long have you lived here? Like a decade? So I want to do things like that. I want to have fun too. I want to go on a couple of trips.
Okay. But, well, you have a birthday party you're going to be going to.
Yes.
Rosalie's turning 4.
Yay.
And I am a crazy mom.
You are.
And my house is going to be a frozen ice castle.
I can't wait.
I'm really excited.
And we're all supposed to dress up like characters?
If you want. You Optional? Don't have okay. to. I'm going to be Anna and Rosalie's going to be Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And if you ask her why, it's because Elsa has powers. Duh.
Obviously. Yeah.
Like, why would I want to be anyone else?
She's not dumb.
Well, which is funny because I think most of the kids like to be Anna, because Anna's like the sweet, nice one.
Uh-huh.
Rosalie likes powers.
Rosalie is feral.
Yeah,
so.
I know. She is feral. Oh, I love that little girl, but she's wild.
She is wild.
Okay. Yeah,
she is a force to be reckoned with.
She really is. What was she telling? Oh, well, so she had another episode. I mentioned it in a previous episode. where she, I guess it's called fainting. We don't really know what it is. But what was funny is when Corey got here tonight, that was the first thing she wanted to tell him about. And the way she told it was so funny.
What did she say exactly?
I can't remember all of it, but it was like, and then, like with all her hand movements,
yeah, she's
and then
very
I
expressive.
Lay on the floor. And the doctor said it's a mystery. And then Corey asked her what a mystery was. And she said, it's a shape like this and a dot. So I think she meant a question mark.
Which is true.
Yes.
She's got the basic idea of it. Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm excited for her birthday party.
Me too. I cannot wait. And then this summer, we're going to Hall & Oates, and I know you need to get tickets.
I know, because somebody didn't tell us that they bought tickets.
Okay, you got me. Just
let me shame you for a second.
I know. Well,
we were friends.
I know. Okay, so Bobby bought him. I'm not saying that Bobby should be in trouble.
Bobby.
But Bobby did it.
Thanks a lot, Bobby. Whatever.
I can't wait for that show.
Okay, I want to buy tickets to that because I'm also excited about Tears for Fears.
Yes. I mean, yeah, Hall & Oates is like, you know, a special little thing. But Tears for Fears, like, come on, who doesn't want
to? Corey and I saw Tears for Fears a couple of years ago and they were amazing. Like, we both, so we,
I
they
didn't
were
get
out
an
of...
invitation to that show. Interesting how this works here.
Well, you got me back now. My whole point was we went to this festival and they were the headliners and we're like, oh, we'll just stick around and like see one or two of their songs and then we'll leave. You know, can't be that good. They were so good.
Really?
It was like, we were both blown away. They were amazing. They look amazing. I mean, I was pretty astounded by how good and how good they looked and sounded. Not that the looking good thing is the important part, but I was like, they look pretty good.
Well, when you said that, I started to instantly think about Duran Duran. So. But I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Well, I don't know. They
did a tour a couple years ago.
Yeah, so Corey took me a couple years ago because he got tickets through work. Hmm. So
another one I didn't get invited
to. We didn't buy those. Those I'm were just given saying, to
if
us.
We're going
to
play this game.
We are done with this game now. But if Duran Duran tours, we should go see them.
Okay, let's make a deal.
Okay.
If there's a band that we know that the other one wants to go to, we're buying 4 tickets.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we got this. But what if you buy 4 tickets and I buy 4 tickets and we don't discuss it?
We need to text. This is why God invented texting.
Okay. Okay. God invented that in the 6th day. It's great.
Yeah, it was on the 5th day, obviously.
Oh, my bad. You're funny.
God, read the Bible sometimes.
I'm busy. So, I went to a show on Friday night.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, those tickets were purchased for me. And Bobby.
That's fine.
Actually, what was funny, so it's Bobby's friend Ken, mm-hmm. who I love Ken so much. But he got us tickets to Kiss, and then he got our room for us, too.
Oh, wow.
But what was so funny is it was at the Peppermill, which that's great. Mm-hmm. But we walk into our room, and it's got, like, jacuzzi tub and, like, mirrors on the ceiling. It was, like, a suite with all these mirrors everywhere.
Wow. So
he gave us, like, the shaggin' room.
Did you guys take advantage of that? Sorry.
Well, no, here's the thing. Rosalie stayed with my sister. It was Renee's first time having her with an overnight. So, you know, gotta take advantage.
Yeah, nice. How was the show?
Okay, so it was really, really good. Oh, my God. Okay, what do you want to hear first? The tooting or the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, God. Where do I start?
Okay, well, I painted my face, right?
I saw that you painted your face.
Lots of people did.
Yeah.
Which is great. So
I feel like you always have to start with tooting.
Okay, so yes. Okay. So so we went with Ken, his son, his son's girlfriend, and then 3 other people, but they didn't sit with us. Ooh. And so we were all in our row enjoying the show, you know. Reno, are you ready? And then all of a sudden, there's like a horrible stench, and it keeps happening. Oh. And it was so fun. I really love my husband. He finally went, "Stop farting!" We think we figured out who it was, but it was so terrible. Oh, and everyone, like 3 rows back, we'd all turn around and look at each other.
You're like giving the angry look to each other.
Well, they're like, "I didn't do it.
Like, not me, not me." So that's funny because I want to hear the Pledge of Allegiance story.
Oh, yes, you do.
But so Corey and I went to go see The Damned week before last.
Yeah.
And we were standing there, and there was somebody who, it was like a combination of farting and BO and bad breath.
Oh my God.
It was like the unholy trinity of bad smells. And I just kept kind of like, I kept trying to like move back to kind of get it out of my breathing space.
Oh.
But the smell, like it was almost like the more I moved back, the more room I allowed for the smell to like surround me. And it's hot. And it's just like, the smell is just like baking in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really disgusting. Nauseating. So wait, bad breath.
B.O.
And tooting.
All together in a hot room.
Wow.
I was like in a noxious bubble.
Noxious bubble. That's my new band.
Okay, Pledge of Allegiance. I want to hear.
Oh my God. Okay, so show is great. Like, they are amazing. Paul Stanley has this misshapen tummy tuck that kind of hung over half of his pants.
Bad tummy tuck, yeah.
Yeah, that was gross. Gene Simmons did the blood and the tongue. It was great. Like, yeah. Everything was fantastic. The Ace Frehley, who is not really Ace Frehley, was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. Then all of a sudden they're going to bring out some veterans, which, okay. That's great. Cool. I like veterans. Yes, let's support them. They mentioned several times how much money they've given, which, okay, that's fine too. Good for you. You guys are great. Yeah. Then they bring out all these flags, have all these people on the stage, and then we all had to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
What the hell?
It was so weird.
Did they, like, play a Trump video in the background?
It was weird. Yes. That's... So Gene Simmons is a Trump supporter.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess Paul Stanley, I don't know. He's a troop supporter, which is fine.
That's cool. I'm a troop supporter.
But the Pledge of Allegiance at a Kiss show was
That's just not
what I was there for. It kind of harshed my mellow.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Yeah.
A little unsettling.
It was unsettling.
Huh.
But anyway.
So at the damn show, we didn't have to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. One more thing. So my Kiss makeup. When we got there, we didn't realize that Ken had made dinner reservations for 5:30. And so we had just gotten there. It was like 5 p.m. And so I couldn't get my Kiss makeup on. So I just piled all the makeup in my purse. And we went to this restaurant. It's a steakhouse at Atlantis, which is like a fancy steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
So when I was waiting for my salad, I went and I put the white stuff on my face, came back to the table.
With just the white stuff.
Yes. Then Bobby drew in my star, and then I went back to the bathroom, colored in my star.
Did he draw on your star at the table?
Mm-hmm. So my makeup
was... this is Reno.
Yeah, my makeup was put on in a steakhouse.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. It was very
interesting.
Exciting.
Oh, I'm glad that you guys got away for the night.
Yeah, it was really fun. Whenever you and Corey are ready for an overnight, let us know.
Oh, for us to take care of.
Yeah.
You're ready now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you guys can do it.
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
But yeah.
So we forgot to talk about, speaking of summer, the state fair.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
The county fair.
Oh my God, I forgot about the county fair. Was that in August?
No,
or no,
that's
the Sacramento
month.
County fair.
May. May is Sacramento County Fair.
Is that the end of the month?
Yeah, okay, wait.
There's a lot of fairs happening.
So Sacramento County Fair is May.
Okay.
State Fair is July.
Okay.
Yolo County Fair is August. And we have to get Derby tickets.
So we have to get Derby tickets. And I have a friend who also wants Derby tickets. So you need to let me know.
So last year I bought 10.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe I'll just do that again and just have people pay me back. Because it's important.
Yeah,
they're expensive too. They're like, I think they're $20.
They are expensive. And last year, Corey and I couldn't go because we stupidly made plans to go out of town for our anniversary.
Why did you even do that?
I know, lame.
Did you guys do it? I'm just kidding. You asked me.
Well, it was our anniversary. So once a year without fail.
Oh, my God, you're funny.
So anyway, what I'm trying to say is we will make sure that we are free of the Derby.
If you guys need to do it after the Derby, I understand.
Well, it does get me in the mood.
Yes, it really does. I love that Derby. I'm sorry.
I love the Derby too.
There's nothing
better. I love the whole experience. So.
And then like when you can see the two cars like looking at each other from across the arena and then they just...
Wait. So last year, was it the... You told me about the Derby. Was it the Trump car that won the Derby? That was like... Predicted the entire future.
That happened.
We should have seen it coming.
We should have. We did. We knew it somewhere deep down inside. We knew that the world was going to end.
I know. I didn't know it was going to end like this.
Yeah. That's the way it goes, Rachel. Oh, see, why are we entering our show in Bummersville?
We tried not to end it on Bummersville.
We were doing so well.
Okay, so back.
Oh my God, The Leftovers.
Oh yeah,
did you watch
it? Yes.
Oh my God, it was so good. I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
Okay,
but
you guys should watch The Leftovers.
Yeah, you really should. Oh my God, and what's his face? I am
still hot.
I know, like that beard could not take away from that face.
No, still hot. Put him and Justin Trudeau.
Oh my God, a little sandwich. But the problem is, they always show his butt, and I get kind of weirded out when they show his butt.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I don't like to look at butts.
You're weird. from a girl who moons people.
Yeah, why do you like people to look at my butt?
Okay, you are weird. Okay, all right.
Well, okay, so I have this other issue. Tell me if you feel this way about when you see people with big tattoos on TV. Do you ever think, like, well, wait, shouldn't they explain the tattoo since it's that big?
No, because I feel like that it's just a character attribute that that doesn't, unless it directly has some involvement with the plot. Otherwise, it's just like, this is the kind of guy who would get tattoos like that.
I guess, but they just show his butt and his back so much.
Is a lot of butt showing on his part.
Yes.
And back showing. That part where he like slithers out of the tub.
Oh yeah. Well, there, but he just got out of bed.
You know what I'm excited about, though? I don't know if you are. Maybe. The Handmaid's Tale.
I'm not that excited, but I could be excited.
Why aren't you excited?
Because I didn't read the book.
Okay, I think you should watch it.
Okay.
Do you have Hulu?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, but I did watch. So Aaron Reynoso spent the night a few weeks ago. I told you when Bobby was out of town. And we watched that series with Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, the Big Little Lies.
Yes.
Yeah, that was really
so good. So
good. Yeah.
I did not want to watch it either. And then she talked me into it.
Open
it
your
so
mind,
good.
Girl.
I guess I'm very close-minded.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
That's what people say about me
you
most.
You think that you don't want to watch The Handmaid's Tale, but
it's not that I don't want to.
You're going to want to watch.
Okay, here's my problem. I've got 260 days in on my DVR. I have Teen Mom OG I haven't watched.
Can you hear my eyes rolling?
I have no time.
All right, well, I'll watch it for you.
Thank you. I'm so glad Bobby and I finally have a show because we don't watch the same TV. And so The Leftovers being on, we get to actually sit down for an hour together a week.
Have quality time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where I get to watch some guy and think about how hot he is.
What's his name's butt?
Yeah.
What's his name?
It is Justin.
Thoreau?
No,
that's Trudeau.
Oh, it is Justin Thoreau, isn't it?
I'm sensing a trend here.
Me too.
It's all making sense now in my brain.
All right.
I think that's his name.
Why doesn't Justin Trudeau show his butt?
Yeah, come on, Justin Trudeau.
Not fair.
Right.
Okay, wait. I have to tell. Bobby's gonna be so embarrassed. So you asked, but doing it at the Peppermill. Okay.
Sorry, Bobby.
Okay, so I was wearing Paul Stanley makeup, right?
Yeah. Well, I could see where that would go.
Yeah, all over the bedspread. We tried to clean it off.
House cleaning the next day is like, motherfuckers.
Bobby felt really bad. He's like, oh, I should try at least get some of it off. Oh, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble for telling that one. Oh, too late.
Better
right?
you than me. So on that note,
yes. Okay, well, thanks for listening.
Good Girls Don't was brought to you by
us.
It was produced by Paloma Jordan, I think. Just us. Paloma Jordan.
Wait, so I produce it?
Yeah. It was engineered by Paloma Jordan.
And I'm doing the whole job tonight.
So it was engineered by Paloma Jordan, produced by Rachel LeBrock and Paloma Jordan.
Yes.
Brought to you by Jim Boy's Tacos and Bel Air Boxed Wine.
I didn't make it to Target this week, guys.
It's fine. It tastes fine. Babysitting services provided by Corey Vick.
Corey flying solo tonight.
Yeah. Good job, Corey. Thank you.
Yes.
And thanks for listening. We're a little rusty, but hopefully we're getting back in the game tonight.
Good night.